You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
So now what we're going to do is talk about Facebook groups. So we do want to help people to make money and to grow their business. And we're going to emphasize that more and more because right now we are living in this reality and we have to make things happen. So, Natalia, what did you find out about the big news with Facebook groups?
So Facebook announced this thing recently where they actually had a meeting and they actually invited, it was called a Facebook Community Summit. So it was actually their first ever summit like this. And Facebook is actually making it easier for group and community managers to track growth, engagement, and membership among their groups. So apparently the administrators of these groups have been spending a great deal of time doing, you know,
Managing
their page. And so Facebook essentially had a big gathering, invited a bunch of their Facebook group administrators to this meeting and said, what can we do for you guys to make this easier for you? So apparently they got some really great feedback and they actually are implementing those changes, which to me, I'm a group member. I'm a member of a bunch of Facebook groups. I'm not an administrator.
What's your favorite one?
My favorite one is actually a plant identification group.
I thought that.
So I can actually take pictures.
What's it called?
It's called Plant Identification and Discussion. So there's over 100,000 members in this group. And what you do is you post a picture of any plant and you say where you are and just say, can someone help me identify this? And you get all these comments because in that group there are amateurs or just plant lovers. There's professional botanists. But you get responses. Oh, it looks like this. And people give you the nickname, the Latin name. You get all these fun stories of how people used it in their youth. Now, it's hard to identify a plant just based off a picture, but it's my favorite group. And I also like any of those groups.
I told Dan, the guy that had the stroke, he tells bad jokes now after a stroke.
Yeah. Does he do this? That makes any joke.
Maybe,
kind
but
of funny.
I told him to pick up. Like he tells these bad. Like he has very slapstick humor. It's a lot of slapstick humor. And I said he should find like a Deuce Bigelow group or like some weird like what's another like Adam Sandler movie like, I don't know. What's the one with he golfs.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, something like that, and find that, and find a girl there that likes this humor because he's the best at this humor. Do you like plant lovers? I mean. It's a good place to meet guys, maybe.
I don't know. I haven't really seen anyone in that group that's like, hey, young plant lover looking for a love of another plant lover.
It's not for love, it's just for plant identification.
Yeah, it's just plants. Yeah, have seen people get flagged because there's always that one person that's like, hey, I thought you guys would think this meme is funny. And then like there's all these people that put the angry reaction to it.
Oh, like it's
and they get flagged and then the admin comes on like
stay
later.
On topic.
Yeah, and then the admin actually posts every now and then, like, I thought we talked about this.
So there's
no only plant messages.
There's no
you
messing
know?
Around there in the plant group.
No, not at all.
So
I don't mess around. I'm not
right.
trying to get kicked out.
Okay. So you can't.
Because you have to be approved
no
again.
Guys. Yeah, you're not. That's not. Yeah, that's your favorite one. You can't mess around.
I know. That one.
You can't push the boundaries.
Maybe I'll try that one in my other groups.
Yeah, no, like some other plant.
There are always those guys, though, that are in those groups.
There's guys all over. Guys are wild. They're like wild animals. There's guys there's guys in every group. Guys, I don't even know. I don't know what's...
I've gotten a few of those. I've gotten
I,
a few of those in the fitness, the plant
on.
Group, you know? And you're just like,
they are? Guys are on the prowl in the plant group?
Of course, but that's like a private message you get later that's like, hey, I really loved that picture you posted of Jamaican porterweed. I love that picture of you at your cousin's
really?
Wedding last June. You're like, what?
In
what?
The plant group?
Yeah. Just,
that's what. So
Facebook,
this is
Facebook in general is
this
just is full of,
life?
The world is full of creepers.
It's the world. The
but
world,
Facebook
guys are
makes
inherently
it easier
creepy.
To.
We're inherently creepy just
not
by.
All, not all, just some.
Most. It just depends when you catch them. It depends what you call creepy. I mean, it's just male. I mean, it's male, so I don't know. But yeah, you're just trying to mind your business and check out some plants, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, guys are basically all crazy. Every single, the ones that are the most normal could be the craziest too. So if they can admit it, then you might be able to get somewhere, I think. I don't know. Maybe not.
You may be able to run far, far away.
Who knows?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think it's funny that even in the plant group, people are on the prowl. I was just guessing. But
it's rare, but it has happened. You're just like, funny. Oh, come on.
Come on. I'm trying to look at plants here, buddy.
Yeah.
So what did Facebook, okay, so here's some of the things they did. So this is going to help your business, I guess. That's what we're really trying to help you. So group insights, group admins have told us that having a better understanding of what's going on in their groups would help them make decisions. So they improved the group insights feature so you can see more stats and what's going on. Like right now, groups are fairly simple. And what they want to do is build out their community section. So they have better statistics they're coming out with. What else here, Natalia? Member request filtering.
Removed member cleanup. So cleaning up those.
So you keep
negative organized group members.
People who aren't focused on plants.
yeah. They're getting the boot. And I think it makes, you know, because after I read this, I really thought of the people who run that plant group that I'm discussing. They have over 100,000 members.
That's a lot.
I can't imagine going through and filtering out everybody that's saying horrible things, or that must take a lot of work.
What horrible things are going on in the plant? Like there's
luckily, I think there's not really anything horrible going on.
It's a pretty subdued group there.
They are pretty strict about not posting things that aren't plant related.
That's funny.
Yeah. Someone posted a video that was like some funny commercial. They're like, I thought you guys would get a laugh. And then the admin was like, no one thinks that's funny. Well, they didn't say that, but
so
they said it by deleting the post.
Scheduled posts now. You can schedule your posts. Before you couldn't. And they want to make it more like a real like forum and community thing, you know, versus just so simple, right?
Yeah.
So you can schedule your posts now. Before you couldn't.
Yeah, so now you can say 2 weeks from now, I want to make this announcement, which I think is great.
I agree.
And they were also saying that I think it's going to actually benefit the members of the group, because they were saying now the admins of the group are going to get to spend more time actually interacting with the community and not spending so much time doing things like filtering through requests or filtering through messages or filtering through comments and statuses or all these logistical little nightmares, if you will,
right,
that Facebook is now taking care of for them. And they're really streamlining things. And I watched, you know, just I saw some of the little changes they're recommending, and I'm not an admin, but it made things look a lot easier to me.
Well, I want to tell people, because you could be. And one of the easiest ways to make money, if, you know, like some people are into the keto diet and all this stuff and they're experts, or some people are personal trainers. You start a Facebook group, you make it private, or maybe you make it public at first. You help people, you coach people in whatever area, and then you charge. You have a subscription and you have a sales page, an email opt-in. Maybe you run Facebook ads and you go to your website, an email opt-in page, and then you have a sales video. And if people buy, they get access to your Facebook group. And this is a big thing. In fact, Digital Marketer, which I heard this about the changes from, you know, digitalmarketer.com, they have a private group. They have like, I don't know, tens of thousands of members, and people pay to be on that. So I think Facebook groups are a great way to get started with a business online. There's certain areas that are more likely to become a business, you know, anything to do with money, if it's legitimate, losing weight is a big one that's legitimate, you know, something like personal training to lose weight, or maybe the keto diet. That's I guess pretty legitimate in terms of, you know, eating a lot of health. I think fat, it's kind of an interesting thing, the keto diet. But I think that's really cool that they're doing this, because I think it can help people with their business in case they want to go that way. This group to group linking, the lady, you know, this is from digitalmarketer.com, Susie Nelson. She was really excited about this group linking. What did you find out about that? Group to group linking.
So she was saying that actually in these groups, you can recommend to the members other groups that they may be interested in as well. And her reasoning for liking this was, she was saying that especially in groups that have a large number of members, sometimes there are little sub-interests that go down. So for example, I'm referencing this plant group again. There might be people that that are really focused on the medicinal aspects of plants, and they only want to know how to make medicine with plants. There's other people that want to know just the gardening aspects of it, right? They want to know about the pH of soil and the different diseases. There are people that want to know, right? So what she was saying is that you can make groups for all of those different little sub-interests and say you want to promote those groups to this big group, to everyone in the group. Before, as she was explaining, you would have to go through individually and send each member an individual invitation and kind of go click and click, which is probably fine when you have 40 members, doable. When you've got thousands, I'm sure that that is a nightmare. And so she was saying that now you can kind of just send a boop to everyone we recommend this. And
she talked about social density, right?
Yeah.
So social density, if you're not in the know on community management lingo, social density refers to the amount of conversation that can happen in a set space. So like you just said, there could be like a ton of people in one Facebook group. She talks about their digital marketer engaged community. And there's 10,000 members. There's an overload of new conversations. So she's saying it stunts community growth. All these plant men, all the plant men, and like you could have like plant men on the plant men dating.
Well, see, they usually do the prowling in a private message.
Well, now they can be out in the open.
Out in the open, they're just like, oh, wow, great picture
great
of a
rose.
Coconut. Oh, wow,
great.
Awesome.
Well, now if there's a plant dating section in the plant group, then you can...
That'd actually be pretty cool. Maybe that's going to be how I make my millions. It'll be like...
plant...
Like
Farmer... You ever see that Farmer commercial, the farmer's dating?
Yeah.
What is that? Do you know that...
Here in Miami, I'll probably do city farmers.
Right. Farmerslife.com is like, there's that dating commercial that was like way old school.
I know what you're talking about. It's like, I can't remember what it's called.
I went there before.
Did you pay for membership?
I didn't pay.
I signed up once.
I read.
That's why you're so into this plant class. You're like, how do girls respond to the creepy guy in the plant section?
I'll send you a request later
and you can join. You'll totally.
Farmerslife.com, I think. I joined.
I know what you're talking about. It's like farmers. I don't think it's life. Something. I think the word was something to do with love. Like farmers, like. Wed.com, something like that.
I joined it just to check it out. I wanted to see. I didn't pay.
Oh, so it was limited.
If I would have saw more pictures of like steer or I need like people hugging their animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, not in a weird, you know, just I like.
Were you able to see pictures or was your membership limited that it was
I saw. Yeah. I was expecting some really like some pitchforks and
it was just average people.
Yeah, I didn't go to farmerslife.com.
Did you sign up with a picture with a pitchfork?
No, but when I get
well, that's not fair. Chewbacca, like, I think we should sign you back up. And this go around
when I get my Chewbacca costume. After that, we're gonna do
not for the farmer's website. For the farmer's website, you need overalls.
What if I was Chewbacca with a pitchfork and overalls? But I'm not tall enough to be Chewbacca. I could be Yoda with the ears and paint me green. Actually, my head kind of could. I could look anyway.
When you were showing the Yoda clip, I was in, you know,
you were
you
checking
said the thing
me
with
out.
The ears. I was, you know, you said you're, something. You're like, all I need is the ears, and I was checking. I was.
They're kind of.
If you rewind that, you're gonna see me like I'm like looking like, huh? I wonder what kind of makeup you would use. I don't know how you make the ears.
So, you can keep all your boyfriend. Like you could have Natalia's plant boyfriends, the subgroup. That would be good. So basically,
that'd be nothing but trouble.
That's right. Those guys are wild. The plant guys, I hear.
You make me want to start a plant dating website.
That's plant. What would you call? There's vegan. See, I'm vegan for almost 5 years. So what? I mean, I could. Yeah, I think there is one of those.
Loversofplantlovers.com.
Vegans love. I love plants.
Yeah. So the website would be loversofplantlovers.com or something along the line.
That's
people,
good.
People who love plants.
That's good. We might launch. We might launch solify.com, a dating site for, it's kind of like...
I just made my name up, by the way.
Spirituals. I like your name.
Don't go look up that website. It's not going to be there because I just made that up on the fly.
All right. So what you're telling me here is that so other communities create subtopics and Facebook, you couldn't do that, and now you can because you can keep discussion topics in their own dedicated area so conversations don't get cluttered. Until now, creating subgroups and subtopics was impossible on the Facebook platform. Community managers struggled with high social density. So that's good. So this is very good, I think, especially because I do think this is one of the easiest ways to get started with making money online or adding this feature to your business. Like if you want to have a private, and we may have this. We have products, we're launching courses. We have Facebook groups already created. We may actually merge them to make it easier now that I'm having a business meeting in my brain. Camilla out there will help us. But anyway, we already had the Facebook groups, but it might be good to combine everything and split it up. So you liked this.
Yeah. And I actually have already seen this happen in my plant group. There were people that were saying, I know this isn't plant related, but look at this ladybug. What is...
And then, you need an insect subtopic? Well,
they actually did. They made a group. So now people
can you do this already?
Like I was saying, but what I would see is that they would have to do it individually. It wasn't subtopic. I don't think this one is actually subtopic. I think this is now you have to create a new group. Okay. But now you can link it to all of the members. Where I would see it before in the plant group, anytime someone would post a bug on a plant, they'd be like, hey, great post. But you need to go here, you know? So now I think they can just be like, hey, all of you.
That's pretty, check this page out. Were they pretty harsh with the people that posted the ladybugs?
No. Everyone there is like very, very sweet.
That's good.
Yeah, very, very sweet.
So hopefully this helps you. So basically look into Facebook groups. Maybe it can help you to grow your business or make money. And I hope you also enjoyed, you're going to definitely join the insect group. No, the plant group.
Maybe
are you a member of the insect group?
No, because
do you think the guys would be better on the insect group or the plant group?
I think men on Facebook, the kind of men that are like that act like that on Facebook. Well, but not all men behave that way.
Well, that's actually
on Facebook, I would say.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, no, I barely go on Facebook.
But like to send a message to someone that lives halfway around the world who's in a group not commenting about anything, you know.
Guys are wild.
Related, you know. How did a picture of a bee on a plant turn into this creepy
like
message?
It's like a mating call, I guess. I don't know, but yeah, right. No, guys are like wild animals, basically. I don't know what to do with them. I am one, and it's very interesting. Let me tell you, it's interesting. I don't really know what normal is. I think honest is good, and I'm going to tell you,
is amazing. Honest, well, I think man, woman, whatever you are,
true, but
be yourself.
It's tough. Tough to be a bug. That's a ride at. That's a thing at Disney World at Animal Kingdom, which has lots of plants. We can go there. We're in Florida. We'll go there. We'll look at it. All right. So
that's what we have here, making all of you and the rest of the country jealous.
We hope you enjoyed this this episode. I'm Nicholas. This is Natalia. Go to our website, believe.love, youtube.com/believe loves you, believe iTunes.com, believeandroid.com. You got to pause it and play all those websites back. And
write them down.
Leave us comments. Email us believe@believe.love. It's an honor to hopefully help you and at least amuse you. And we will see you soon.